Hey, Mike.
Woo!
What's our motherfucking name?
Comes naturally.
We are?
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Mixed it up that time. What was that?
My allergies just suddenly kicked in.
Your allergies being a real big bitch.
All of a sudden, just like, fuck. Okay.
All right. Good?
Yeah.
Do we need to go start?
Does Mike need to slap you?
No. I'm good.
The highly planned out intro then.
I like how I said, what's our motherfucking name? Mike's like,
what is our name?
Wait, hold on. I know this one. Speaking of names,
Jizz Freely?
No, not those types of names.
Oh.
Not your Bond porn name?
Bond porn name. Scoliosis James Bond hiding a boner. Vinny.
Oh, good times. Mike, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the Endless.
And?
Super Troopers 2.
Where you want to start?
Let's start how the day started. Super Troopers 2.
So, Mike, Super Troopers 2, the long-awaited sequel. You know, it took 17 years to make.
Right.
Was it, no, was that, what was it, 13? What would you say? Know.
A long ass time.
Super Troopers come out in. Hold on. Joe, do you know what year it was?
No, I don't.
Internet, enlighten us.
I should have pulled that up. That's okay. 2001, I was right. So 17 years.
Long ass time, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it took them 5 years to make Beer Fest after that. I mean, well, Club Dread fell in between that, but everyone wants to forget that one.
You seem to like it.
I enjoy it. It's funny. It's stupid, but...
I'll be honest with you. I only seen it once. And I remember thinking, maybe I should watch it again. When did Slam and Sammy come out? Their hidden gem.
Their hidden gem? I want to say it was like... Hold on. Where's it at? Why is it not coming up here? Oh, no. I don't know how buttons work.
Apparently not.
Pew, pew, pew. Filmography. 2009.
Okay.
They've been fairly stretched out.
Well, see, Puddle Cruisers was their very first film. That was in 96. Then it was Super Troopers in 2001. So that's 5 years. 3 years. That's the problem they had right there. 3 years later, Club Dread came out, and then Beer Fest came out after that in 2006. Slam and Salmon came out 3 years after that in 2009. Then they did their stand-up special. They did Freeloaders, and then they did Super Troopers 2. So technically, between their own movies, there was 6 years between Freeloaders and Super Troopers 2. But between Super Troopers and Super Troopers 2, there was 17 years.
It's a long time, man.
A long time. But, I mean, that's what happens when you crowdfund the movie after delays and delays because studios don't want to put money into
or give it away. Jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can't have this property to make a movie off of this property that we have that we're not going to make a movie on.
Yeah, that you technically made for us, by the way.
So... good luck doing other stuff.
Because that's the same deal they're in with Beer Fest, too, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because they want to do Weed Fest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's technically the same characters from Beer Fest.
Because they joke teased it at the end, but then they actually kicked around the idea of doing it, and then they can't. Same thing as Super Troopers 2. Like, they're not giving them the rights to make it.
So once they crowdfunded enough to make Super Troopers 2, Fox Searchlight, who did the first movie, is like, all right, now we'll pick it up. I'm like, so they had to fund their own fucking movie for you to let them produce it? That's fucking dumb.
Well, you know, they just want to make sure it'll make money.
Well, you know, soon it'll be owned by Disney, so.
That's true.
Disney will be like, yeah, let's release it 4 times. That is the one thing Disney hasn't done. Is really like unload like re-releases of like Indiana Jones and like even the original Star Wars that they're planning on re-releasing, like the unedited version and stuff. But like, there's no, never, there hasn't been like a redefined version of like Indiana Jones. Like, you know, I thought they would have done, you know, like new special features or new whatever it happens to be. I mean, there may not be any of that stuff to do with, but you know, it just, because all that stuff came out before, really, like the
special the collection behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, like the collection came out way before Disney bought up Lucasfilm. Yeah. So it's interesting, though.
I don't know. We'll wait for the next one to come out and then see what happens.
Last one with Harrison Ford?
Yeah. Maybe they'll do something like that. Maybe like a box set.
So your thoughts on Super Troopers 2?
Oh, is that what we're talking about? I fucking loved it.
Were you at all apprehensive going in?
I very much so. Too. The trailer made me laugh a lot, but that was my problem. I was like, ooh.
That wasn't even my issue. It was just like the thing I likened it to the most was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You know, because it's such a great original first one, and you don't think you're ever going to see a sequel, and then you finally get a sequel, and you're like, oh, man, how are they going to do this? And then Dumb and Dumber 2 was just not very good.
It was literally a rehash of the first movie.
Yeah, but somehow with Super Troopers 2, they balanced the line perfectly of like doing some callback stuff to the first one.
It was strictly callback stuff too. That's the best part.
But like having its own new jokes and like character development. Yeah. It wasn't just a, you know, exactly like a remake basically.
And they flirt with it. Like the whole like, spoiler alert, by the way, we're going to give away secrets. When they find the contraband, and they automatically think it's the local police.
Yeah, in my experience, it's always the local police.
In my head, I was like,
one experience.
I was like, don't do this again. Like,
yeah,
please, you know, that was watermelon.
Was it?
It's weirdly spicy.
That's a spicy watermelon.
It's so weird. It's like, you know, people put salt on watermelon.
Yeah,
it was weird. As if you put pepper, like black pepper. You want to
explain what you're talking about
for people? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We're slowly munching on Skittles Sweet Heat flavor, and it's it has five heat flavors. I don't know how to put it. They have, excuse the noise while I wrinkle the package here.
Five sweet flavors.
Yeah.
The heat's all the same.
Yeah, it is. It's literally, it's not like it's like five different heat flavors. You have Flamin' Orange, Sizzlin' Strawberry, Lemon Spark, Fiery Watermelon, and Blazin' Mango. And they taste good. They just taste like someone put pepper in the mix. Like black pepper.
Yeah.
But that watermelon one was...
What's your favorite flavor so far?
The mango. Because it's smooth. It's a really smooth flavor. And watermelon and the mango are the only two that I can really identify as the distinct flavor, though.
Yeah.
The lemon is, like, lost on me.
Well, I got the... I pulled the individual lemon right now. The flavor's not strong, but it is there.
Anyways, back to Super Troopers 2, the reason people are here. Yeah, I was... So, when I first watched the first trailer, it was a teaser trailer, essentially. I was like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing. It's pretty funny. But it didn't tell you what was going on, because that one didn't tell you the story yet. And that wasn't until the first and the only story trailer that came out, full-length trailer, gave you the whole premise of them basically redefining the border of Vermont and Canada, United States and Canada, so basically giving Vermont more room into Canada. But when they first found that one, and Foster immediately identifies, like, it must be the Mounties, it must be them. I was like, oh, don't do it again. Like, give me a twist, right? And I'm thinking, I really, really want it to be Rob Lowe who's the bad guy, but it's like, that seems too obvious. But it ended up being funny. It ended up being Rob Lowe, but it was in a funny way that Rob Lowe was doing it, you know? Because he fucked over everybody. And then, of course, the twist wasn't actually a twist. It was a double twist. It was like an M. Night Shyamalan twist. What a twist. I think this is watermelon again. But yeah, no, the jokes were amazing. They did a really good job, like Mike was saying, they did a really good job of paying homage to a lot of the jokes from the first one and like callbacks, but in different ways, like the whole glitter Glittering Anne, Glittering Anne. There's that. Like, Farva was a one-time pounding liter of colas, and you're like, oh, he's going to throw up. That's going to be a thing again, right? Like he did with the Schlitz. And he, open bar, bitches! But that didn't happen. He did have a pee and a fart during a night vision goggle scene, which that little toot got me.
Oh, like, the second one?
Yeah.
I'm going like, back for that.
Made me laugh a lot. But he had the... He did stupid something ridiculous for free food, just like he did in the first movie, where you need to pump like $10 worth of gas or whatever. He's right at the end, so he goes to the trash can and puts like a dollar something worth of gas into a trash can just for his free hot dog, which probably costs less than a dollar anyways. You know what I mean? That kind of stupid thing. So, it was really funny that way. Then Jim Gaffigan bit was hilarious.
Yeah. I think I remember you guys.
And then they're driving away. Of course, remembered you, you idiot. Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, you should never leave your keys in the car with a stranger in it. Why? And he just takes off.
Oh, so funny. Mike, what'd you think?
I liked it a lot. Liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to. I was hoping it'd be good. Like, just solid is all I was really hoping for. It turns out it's, like, right there with the first one in terms of hilarity. It's a great sequel. Like, it's one of the best comedy sequels in a long, long time. And then the new characters really breathed enough new life into it, and the Mounties were so goddamn funny. Like, they have enough scenes where you're like, you know what? They could make a movie with them. Like, they could make a Mountie movie.
Super duper troopers.
It would be so goddamn good. And then, you guys know I'm a huge Will Sasso fan, so I was hoping, like, when I realized he was in the movie off that first story trailer, and he doesn't say anything, he's just in the background of the trailer, I was like, oh, I hope he gets some lines. I hope he's not just there, you know? And, like, yeah, he had a bunch of lines. And there's a whole scene with the three Mounties where they're arguing about Danny DeVito, which... If you have Will Sasso in a movie arguing with people about Danny DeVito, I'm going to love this movie. Like,
that's a guarantee.
I didn't know that was a formula to make a movie great, but apparently it is.
Right.
That fucking scene is so goddamn funny. I was in tears. I was laughing so
hard. It just
so
gets
hard.
Better, too.
Yeah, and it just keep mounting up the ridiculous.
Because at the part you think it's going to end, like Will Sasso tells Tyler Bane's character, I'm not going to remember their real names, their character names, he tells him, he's like, you know, I'm just fucking with him, right? Like, I know who that is. And I'm like, oh, because they're going to do one more little thing with it, you know? And then, of course, the dude comes back.
And he starts fucking with him.
And he starts fucking with him. And it's just, oh, it's
that
fantastic.
Singer guy? No, it's the guy from Hellboy.
Ron Perlman. Yeah, it was great. I loved it a lot. I can't wait to watch it again. Just for the fuck of it, man. It's definitely worth a rewatch. So,
I hope there's an extended blooper reel, like special features.
Yeah. It's another one where I'm like, fuck, I gotta go watch the original again, because it's been a long time since I watched the original. I was like, alright, yeah, I better go get that.
Yeah, that shit's hilarious.
Joseph,
what'd you think?
I loved it. It's everything that I wanted it to be, and more, because I actually think it was probably funnier than the first one.
I am on that same sentiment.
Yeah.
I'm always apprehensive to go there after a first viewing or something.
In the first few minutes of it, I was apprehensive about it because it so did confusing. Have that you know, oh, we've been doing this other thing for 17 years, you know, after the Trooper thing, and you're like, they're a band now?
What's I love that on? Because I thought, well, this is the most ridiculous thing for them to have done, so it makes sense that even if that was the real thing.
Because in my head, I kept running through scenarios of, how is this possible?
How is this going to lead back into what I've seen in the trailers? Like, how is this going to lead back to what I want to see? And then what's-his-name gets shot, and you're like, what?
Yeah, but Broken Lizard, Matt gets shot early in the movie and dies. Like, it's not a, like, oh, is he going to, like, he dies, and you're like.
I really admit
it. In my head, yeah, I went straight to Beer Fest. I was all like, well, they killed Farva's character in Beer Fest, and they just brought in a twin. I was like, are they going to.
Yeah.
Landfill 2.
Oh, Landfill 2.
Yeah. So are they just going to bring in another Mac? Like, which I thought would have been a really funny callback to Beer Fest.
But that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
But
what happened was still pretty dope.
I didn't even think of it. For some reason, I didn't even think about it, that Farva wasn't on the bus.
Yeah, until right there at the inn where they crash.
Well, no, when they throw that guy, when they throw Mac out, I thought that was Farva for a second. I was like, are they throwing Farva at him? Where'd they get Farva from? And then Mac hits the windshield, and you're like, oh, they threw Mac's dead body at him. I was like, what?
Yeah. And the two cops that are chasing him is Sean William Scott and Damon Wayans Jr., which later on it's revealed. And later on it's revealed that it was just a dream. And he wakes up and he's like, man, I had that crazy dream again. He's like, who are the cops this time? Stifler and Damon Wayans Jr. I was like, ah, Jesus.
Did you almost get them to kiss? Did you get them to kiss? Almost.
Almost.
So close.
It's so fantastic.
It is just an absolutely fantastic movie. Right when it finished, like, I was actually kind of happy it finished because I was laughing throughout the whole entire thing. My face hurt by the time.
Yeah, dude. My jaw hurt. Mm-hmm. I had tears running down my face, and what hurt even worse is the credits because they did the fucking bloopers again. But.
Oh, the Will Sasso.
The Will bloopers. Sasso one, and he's trying to nail that one line, and he keeps coming. I think all of us were literally, we went super heavy laughter, and then you just heard quiet as we all choked on laughter.
Well, that scene, so to give you context, he messes up a line like three times, and it's pretty funny because he keeps messing up the line, but he's getting more and more ridiculous. So you see him mess up the line probably like a solid 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
And it's just getting funnier every time because he's fucking up harder every single time. Ah, so good.
Yeah. Movie is so funny.
But yeah, even in the twist at the end was pretty good because I honestly, like, I expected it, the first twist.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the second twist.
Yeah, they left that one really well because, like, you see her turn off the saw. And you're like, why the fuck did she save him at this point?
Yeah.
You know? And then
turns out that she's, I don't even remember what it was, like, undercover Canadian cop.
They make fun of Canada so hard, but they also make fun of America hard. There's a scene where all the Canadians are making fun of how the Americans say sorry. And I was like, this is gold. Fucking genius.
Because we always make fun of the way they say it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how comedians do things. That's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. That's good shit.
And of course they get beat up by strippers and prostitutes.
Yeah.
So, of both sexes.
Yeah, you see Rob Lowe tug a dick. And then speed bag it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about that is because he just does the dick. But there's a pair of titties right next to him. Yeah.
He doesn't touch him. Flick.
You know, it's all dick.
Mm.
Yeah. And that dude's weirdly like half shirt thing. Third shirt.
So weird, right?
Where I was like, what is that even for? Why even have a shirt at that point? Your shoulders cold?
For the upper arms, yeah.
But
I definitely say go see the movie.
Oh, for sure.
Like please go see it in theaters,
go
too.
Go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the first one,
make some money. Yeah, if you like the first one, this is not going to disappoint you at all. And if you never, because it's weird, because there's a lot of people who probably never seen the first one too. Like
a lot of people weren't alive when it came out.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, right? Like there's 17-year-old people right now who weren't alive to go see the first one, and they're probably like, "This looks dumb." I'm like, well, yeah, but you're gonna love it. Go watch it.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we didn't do the whole, you know, what three parts would you really like?
I was going to do that, but I was like, I can't decide.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm
going to have to go see the movie again, or like I'm going to definitely have to buy it when it comes out. Because sure. I don't remember most of it because I was laughing.
You definitely miss some jokes because of laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, movies. I'm not gonna say clever.
I felt like we were laughing obnoxiously loud at certain points.
There were that, a
like
of times
other that, people yeah. weren't laughing as hard. I was like, "Well, you guys are dumb because this is the funniest shit ever." Yeah. But then I also instantly felt bad. I was like, "Okay, I gotta calm the fuck down." But then something else happened, and I'm like, "Well, this is right in my wheelhouse, like a fart, like just like the heat vision goggles."
When Mac goes to pee, And Barbara goes over to him and the rest of the Mounties.
He's just staring at his dick.
Why are you staring at my dick? I'm not. We're going pee. No, I'm going pee. What are you doing? Quit staring at my dick. Well, it's so fantastic. What we're trying to say is the movie is hilarious.
We've been on a run lately with these movies, dude. Like, there hasn't been a bad one in a minute that we've watched. Like,
yeah.
Like Rampage was dope. Like, even ones you were, like, worried about. Rampage was dope. Quiet Place was super dope. Super Troopers, super dope. We got Avengers coming up tomorrow night, which, I mean, if that ends up sucking, like, the whole world is doomed. Like, there's no way that could be bad. It maybe be like, oh, it wasn't exactly what I was hoping for. Might do that. But there's no way it could be bad. And what's the other movie that's really good?
I'll say we'll get back to Avengers in a minute because we'll talk about our normal pre-seeing a movie talk. But the other movie we're going to talk about today is The Endless.
Yeah, we had to drive to this secret movie theater that nobody knows about. Doesn't look like a Harkins.
Right.
For long-time listeners.
First-time callers.
This movie may not be... this isn't the first time we've talked about this movie. This particular movie... Eventually, the guys who made it will be on the show with us. They're super busy right now, and I don't know when we're going to have time to get with them. Yeah, I can't imagine why, right? Only blowing up the fucking, not just indie scene, but like just the scene in general. The guys have been on the show before. Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead are the writers, directors, actors,
and producers.
Producers, visual effects, and editors. Of this movie.
It's like
they and Aaron did director, he was a director of photography as well.
Yeah.
So they did a lot in this. If you haven't seen this movie, it's not a huge shocker. It's been limited release
for it's a little hard to find. But if you're a longtime listener to the podcast, if you listen back again, we've had them on the show before and we talked to them about their previous two movies. And then if you've watched the previous two movies and you enjoyed those, like, you could see them as filmmakers are getting better each time. And their first movie was super dope. I really liked their first movie.
Resolution.
Which ties back into The Endless, spoiler.
It actually does, yeah.
But yeah, it's so good. And like I said, but just them as, you know, young independent filmmakers... The growth that they've shown over the span of three movies is ridiculous. And this is kind of their, I don't want to say their big breakout movie, but you could tell this is the movie that's going to get them to that big thing. That whatever they want to do next, they're going to have a lot easier time doing it.
I thought that after Spring for sure, because they started getting a lot of people talking to them about different things and they started having opportunities. And then this came about and this just... I mean, it landslided everything.
Yeah, and I don't really want to get into spoilers on this one.
No, we'll avoid spoilers on this one.
But you can say to watch Resolution. I don't think that's a spoiler.
No, watching
Resolution. You don't have to.
You don't have to, but if you watch it, you'll
like it more.
Yeah, you'll like it more, and you'll get a sense of more of that movie after the fact. So if you watch Resolution first and then watch The Endless, you will have, because it'll be fresher in your mind, a retrospective look back on that movie, and you can kind of see some things that were used cleverly in this one. I'm trying to not give stuff away again. But you'll catch things in this one that relate to that one, and you'll understand it more.
You absolutely do not have to watch that one either. In fact, it might be funner. Some people might think it's more fun to watch Resolution after watching The Endless. Like, you can go either way on it. It's just important that you watch this movie. Seek it out. It's playing in all major cities, right?
Yes. And then starting Friday, hits even more theaters as well.
So it can't be too long now before you start talking like VOD and streaming, right?
Yeah. No, it'd be pretty quick.
So it's like I said, Cody said we'll have them on the show at some point, but they're right smack dab in the middle of all the shit that goes along with making a breakout movie.
Yeah, making a successful movie.
A, a film festival sweetheart that everybody's loving. You know what I mean? So, but kudos to them, man. They fucking knocked it out of the park. And I will say, I was a little worried that they were in it. I was like, because they weren't in their first two.
Yeah.
But they decided to act in this one, which I wouldn't say I was worried, but I was like, well, that's an odd choice. Like, why'd they decide on this one to jump in? But seeing their first two movies, I was like, well, I'm excited to see this one, but I'm also curious to see how good of an actor both of them are. And they fucking did a great job. And the other thing that what helps them is they get these actors that you don't really know, and they're fantastic actors in their movies. Like, they give really, really, really strong performances. And you, like, and just such interesting characters where you're kind of confused or intrigued by them. Or even, like, in Resolution, you had one character was kind of a piece of shit, but you loved him. Like, he was, like, a lovable dumbass, you know?
Vinny.
Yeah. But
by the way, if you live in San Diego, Vinny owns and works at a bar. So
that's it. Fun.
Yep.
We should go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Right now.
See you fuckers later.
But yeah. So and they did a fantastic job, which I know we'll talk to them about it eventually down the road. But I wouldn't mind seeing Aaron or Justin in more movies too, even if they don't want to do lead parts anymore because it's hard to direct and do a lead part.
Yeah.
But man, they'd be fun to see on camera again too. So it was a lot of a very, very good movie. Not really a scary movie.
Right. And that's the thing.
Like a thriller, sci-fi kind of horror. Like it was like a nice little mashup of everything. It was just a really good movie.
To me, the only problem that I can have with it is that specifically is that you would see reviews, like they had a card right there, a little standy thing right there that you flip it over and it's like, you know, oh, one of the best sci-fi horror films this year. It's like, I was, yeah, exactly. So which one was it? Yeah, a horror sci-fi film like nothing the cinematic world has seen thus far from first showing. And another one that compares it to It Follows and The Babadook. So going into it with that, I was thinking that it would be more
horror
of a horror movie, and it's not. No. To me, it is more of a thriller, sci-fi type movie.
Thriller, suspense.
Mystery, sci-fi, more or less.
Horror is the genre that gets thrown around.
I would definitely say if you definitely go and watch Resolution, that's the type of movie it is.
Yeah, for sure.
And that one wasn't really so much of horror either. But that's my only complaint with it. I want to say the other thing that I have a problem with, but it's not really a problem, is that you don't find things out. This isn't a movie where you have a solution at the end. You don't.
Yeah.
You have their story arc from beginning to end, but you don't find out about why the things are happening or what's causing it.
Well, what's...
But the same thing, it happens in Resolution. I really love that in there, but eventually, if they're going to keep doing this, I kind of want to figure it out.
Well, you get a little bit more, but I dig that because now this is a world that you can go back to later on if you want to.
But
you could just leave it alone. You don't...
You can definitely leave it alone. But when you do the tie-in with Resolution, and I remember the last conversation when we had with them, one of the questions that came up, if there was a movie that you would really like to be able to do, I can't remember if it was Justin or Aaron said they would want to do... Which one of the Gunslinger books was it?
Wolf Sakala.
No, it wasn't Wolf Sakala.
It was?
No. It was, that was the one, third book, fourth book?
No, he said Wolf Sakala.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron did, at least.
But anyway, so it seems like going from that point, they take that idea from Resolution, and you could build a world around that. And that is pretty cool. It is much in the same vein as what Stephen King has done with his Dark Tower series, linking all of his stories together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot.
Two big thumbs up.
Yeah. I was super excited about it. I have been talking to Justin off and on about certain things, so I kind of had some of it ruined for me. But I mean, I was going to do that anyways, you know, because we're talking about it and stuff. But I'm still thinking you should see Resolution first. And the only reason why is because a lot of little things that
makes
pop
it more
up.
Fun, for sure, I think.
And we'll talk about it because I don't want to spoil anything on here, but we'll talk about it afterwards if someone reminds me, because there's a part that I thought was pretty clever. About their on-screen appearances,
and we'll once this movie hits whatever like main streaming thing, like a very easily accessible thing to everybody, we will spoil the fuck out of this.
Yes,
we'll do our classic comes naturally review on it and go deep dive on it for sure. So if you're waiting for that, we just especially because of the type of movie it is and the smaller, you know, openings that it's getting, we definitely don't want people to not have a chance to see it before we start spoiling shit. Everything else, we do a weekend of big blockbuster movies that everybody has access to, so I don't give a fuck about spoiling and stuff like that for people, because I think you should watch things in the opening weekend. But this one, we're definitely going to wait, but we will eventually go deep dive on it for sure and give everybody really in-depth analysis of
Faux
everything.
Faux show.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
All right.
Buckle seatbelts, kids. We're going to talk about...
Strap in, motherfuckers.
The Avengers, Marvel's The Avengers, Infinity War. Yeah. Now, mind you, we have not seen it yet.
No, but we will by the time you hear this.
By the time you hear this, we will have seen it, all three of us.
The timing did not work to make it a quick showing on a Thursday night and still watch it, seeing as we have to watch it at 11:10 p.m.
Yep.
And the podcast goes up at 6 a.m.?
5 a.m.
5 a.m.? Mm. Not enough time.
No.
Couldn't make it work.
Nope. So what we're going to do is we will say two things.
I like how you just make this up on your as you go.
That you want to see.
It's all coming naturally to you.
In the movie. We'll just do two. Make it easy. So two things you're most excited about. I'll say that. How's that? Is that easier?
Joe doesn't. Know.
Joe just plays by the rules you give him, man.
Two things you're most excited to see in this movie. Michael, go.
I want
to
see the most epic fight sequence of all time in movie history. Like, I'm not putting a lot of pressure on it.
It doesn't sound like it at all.
But this movie is how many years in the making?
10
years of movies leading up to this movie. And I'd said before when Avengers came out that I'd been waiting 5 years to see this movie, to see them all come together. And this is even more of an acute, you know, like that.
You're
that really
in the rest of the people from what phase two or phase three or whatever.
So it's like those are your big bookmarks for this. And I know there's a sequel or another. I don't know.
Avengers 4.
Another Avengers essentially coming after this.
Avengers Untitled.
And the title, I guess, is like a spoiler, too. Like, that's why they haven't really released it yet, is what I was reading. So, even more so than I was for the Avengers, and the Avengers is kind of exactly what it needed to be. This has so much more, even than that, intertwined into this, and it's such a big payoff for movies that have all been consistently really good. Which is a fucking shock that they're able to do that. Like, there's movies that are obviously better than others. There's really great ones. And then there's, like, just good ones. But none of them are bad. Which is crazy to think that they could pump out, what, 17 movies or some shit like that?
Fucking nonsense, yeah.
And still all be consistently good and all be leading to this movie in one shape or another. With that being said, this movie being, what, roughly 3 hours long?
Hold on, keep talking.
With this movie being as long as it is, I feel like it spectacle-wise, it has to live up to the spectacle that we're expecting this to be. And with that, I'm guessing there has to be the final fight action sequence has to be the best one ever. Right? Like, you'll be... you don't think so? You don't think it has to be the best action sequence?
No, because I think that there'll be great action sequences in this, but I don't think you'll get the best one until the second one when you
actually... Well, it has to be the best one up to this.
When you bring in all the characters. I honestly think...
2 hours, 48 minutes.
The way that this, at least the trailers go, is that you're literally going to have...
Sub-fights.
It's going to be this group, this group, this group, this group. And that's going to be that movie. They're not going to all come together until the second movie. Mm. You may have a beginning
That's the case, that's fine. I'm just saying, I think whatever happens in this one, however they do it, it has to be the best action sequence they've pumped out so far. I think.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I get what you're hoping. I just don't think it'll be that.
No, you can't hold back at this point. You can't. And I don't think Marvel would.
That fucking line from The Longest Yard? Put it out on the field. What does he say?
Oh, I can't remember. I know what you're talking about, though.
You had to leave it on the field or something. Yeah,
but if this movie is at all a disappointment in any way at all, it's going to kill the second one. Like, it's going to hurt the second one a ton. Because people are going to be like, well, that one sucked. You know, and I don't think it's going to suck. I'm just saying, spectacle-wise, you have to deliver on something that we've never seen before. And then on that next one, you have to amp it up again, which you have to worry about that later. This one, I feel like it has to be the best that we've seen. Story-wise, what I'm hoping for is I don't really care that much. like I just want it, like, all of your movies before are the storylines for this one. Mm-hmm. This is in the same vein as Avengers. Like, I just want them to get after it.
The first Avengers. Unlike the second Avengers.
Yeah, like, they just need to kind of get after it at this point. So, just enough story to make it make sense. But I think the more story in this one is going to be the loss and dealing with the loss of heroes. That's what I'm guessing. And like, that's the other thing, is that deep down inside, I don't want to happen, but I know it has to happen. And I'm not excited is not the right word, but I'm very anxious to see who doesn't make it in this movie. So, yeah.
Those are your two?
Yeah.
Joseph.
I don't know. It's hard to go into this movie with any type of expectations or things that I want to see, because I know I'm going to see great action, great this, great that. There's nothing I can think of, at least, that I want to see in this movie.
Not like a Guardians-Thor team-up?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
Sky's the limit, man. What do you want to see?
I just want to go into it and watch a good movie. I don't. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like I can sit there and specifically say. But that's, I suppose that's been my thing with all the Marvel movies going into it. It's just like, just want to see a good movie, and they have been great movies. But there's no like what's specific funny, though, thing that is, I want to see.
As I think the weakest movie of them all was probably Avengers 2, right?
Yes.
So with this being another Avengers movie, though, like. Like, the first Avengers was really good.
But I can still honestly tell you that there's nothing that I really want to see in this.
You mean to tell me if it's just as good as, say, Iron Man 3? If it's just as good as Iron Man 3?
You see that, because that's the... weakest of those of the Iron Man movies?
I'm going off of how most people perceive it. I personally enjoyed Iron Man 3
a lot,
probably the most. But I know how a lot of people reacted to it, and everyone seemed to like it, but they're like, oh, it's not really what... You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, if it's just as good as a random MCU movie in the last 10 years, you're not going to be slightly like, oh. Like, you really... No, I feel like you have to do something in this movie that just hasn't been done before.
No.
And I know the massive cast is kind of what they're doing. But in my eyes, anyway, like, if you don't come with something big, it's going to be a slight letdown.
No. I just don't believe that because I guess part of it is because I'm looking at the second film as what's going to be the culmination of everything, not this first one. This first one is going to be a setup.
Yeah. So you think this is just a random, like, it's not an event movie, it's just another MCU movie?
It's the beginning of, yeah, essentially, it's the beginning of the special event.
See, I think if it's just another MCU movie, and it's, again, just another lead-in to the second movie without being much at stake or much of an event on its own, I think it's going to hurt that second one.
No, I don't think it will. As long as you give people what they want to see, which is from the trailers, you actually look like you're going to be doing, which is you're going to be throwing out every single Marvel character that has graced the film in the last 10 years. Except for
maybe Ant-Man and Wasp.
True, yeah. Excuse me.
But we don't know that. We don't know.
But sure. as far as that's talking about the masses, and there are already people that have seen it, and you've seen the headlines, you know, saying that it is a really good movie. Obviously, I haven't read any specifics or spoilers about it.
Stay with everything.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, there's nothing that I can think of that I want to see in this movie, or nothing that I would be excited about for this movie. I want to see it because it is a Marvel movie, and they make great movies. They haven't really had any stumbling points at all in the past 10 years, movie-wise.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all been solid movies. Yeah. I mean, even the weakest link in it
are still good movies.
Yeah,
is either depending on your view of it, is either unanimously either the Incredible Hulk the Hulk movie, or Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron. There's no 2 in the name.
I still enjoyed those movies.
I enjoyed both those movies, and I rewatched both of them.
None of those movies, and they're critical. They're, you know, they obviously weren't flops or anything, but they weren't great movies in the eyes of a lot of reviewers or fans. Did not prevent the future movies from making money.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. I kind of get what you're saying is if this doesn't have a bunch of payoff, it may hurt people thinking that the second one, Avengers 4, the untitled one, may not be worth their time to go see. I get that,
and I'm not by any way saying that like if
it's a people don't
like this one, the next one's not going to make $1 billion. Like, they're all going to make unheard of amounts of money just because of the nature of how it is. What I'm saying, and I think Cody kind of understands, it's like it's going to be, if this is just, again, just another good movie, like, I don't think that's good enough for 10 years, 17 movies building towards this.
Because that's what they're doing. That's how they're building this movie up, though.
Yeah.
They're saying, this is 10 years in the making. It's, like, what we've come to.
And I understand it's just the first part of the overall thing, but I think it has to be the best thing that they do
in those 10 years.
Yeah, in terms of spectacle.
Not saying ever. Like, they're not saying this is it and everything after this is garbage.
No, I'm not saying that.
But he's saying up until this point, this needs to have, like, every other scene, if not every scene, needs to be that epic moment you have from all of them. Like, if you go through all the movies, and I was doing this as I was rewatching all of them this week, every single movie has this one scene where if you say it to somebody, they're like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, yes. And those things, like, Iron Man 1. The shooting the little rocket at the tank and then walking away as the explosion, that fucking scene is just pants erupting. It's amazing, right? It's fucking fantastic. Scene from Iron Man 2, I'll give you the example, right? I'm not going to go through all of them.
I'll
go through all of them, right? So you go from that one, right? So Iron Man 2, for example, the scene where it's him and Rhodey in the middle of that garden. And has all those fucking hammer droids. I love that fucking name, hammer droids. And up around him, you know, all the different factions of them, you know, like army, navy, blah, blah, blah. And they're just like about to go fucking go at it. And they just start unloading and you see each of them doing their own thing. And Tony's blasting away and Rhodey's just unloading with the fucking chain gun. And he's shooting his little mini guns. Like, just
back to back classic.
Action. And then it ends with that fuck with Tony going, get down. And he does the whole laser thing and cuts through all of them. And he says, he has that one line, he's like, why couldn't you start with that one? Because it's a one shot. That scene is like, everyone's like, oh yeah, the fucking scene was dope, right? Or even like the race scene is really good on that too, where Whiplash shows up for the first time,
or
and fucks the car up,
or just the suit, like the first time we see the suit come out of something other than
the briefcase scene, which is the car chase, the car race scene in Monaco. So there's none of those. So to me, for this movie to live up all the hype that's in my head, it needs every single scene.
And it's not just our head. This is how they're building
it. Yes, that's what I mean. It's like the reason I say it's in my head is because the way they've been talking about it is it should be it is the culmination of us making 10 years of films with, I mean, I was going to do the math here real quick, but I'm not going to do it now. I should know because I've been watching them all. All these 17 or 20 movies or whatever it is, all coming together in this one. Yes, it's not the it's not the end of that story. Like, this is it's what the one thing I'm dreading is the fucking cliffhanger they're gonna leave. They're just gonna leave up with like 19 different cliffhangers we have to fucking deal with for another year, because none of them are gonna pay off in any of the movies coming up. Because the only thing we have in between this movie and Avengers 4 is Ant-Man and Wasp in July, and we have Captain Marvel next March, I think it is, or I think it's March and then May for Avengers 4. So like, we just have those. And they're not going to be enough. Like, Captain Marvel may have some of it because it's going to lead directly into the events of the fourth one, but it's not going to be. All it's going to do is get you to the point where she's probably going to meet us in this movie anyways when they introduce her. However they do that, that's just going to get you to that point. Like, it's going to tell you how she got to where she was. So like, I'm terrified that this movie is going to be a fucking just. It's going to end with all these cliffhangers that have to wait a whole fucking year to get resolution for. Before it's just like another giant fight. Now, I can't wait for the fourth movie when it is, you know, if truly Thanos makes it out of this particular movie and he does make it to the fourth one. And the reason I say it is because if the rumors of what the title for the fourth one are true, he has nothing to do with that. So that's why, because that one's supposed to kick off the new Marvel Cinematic Universe. Which leads from that one leads into Guardians Volume 3, Doctor Strange 2, all those ones, the more galactic stuff. So if he does make it out of this one, he's gonna have to obviously be not killed. I don't think you kill Thanos, you defeat him, whatever. He runs away with his tail tucked in his legs or whatever. But I think that's how this one would have to end, and then the fourth one maybe the conclusion, but I'm just terrified. It is just cliffhangers. Because, I don't want to wait a whole fucking year to get resolution, especially it's one of those things where they don't definitely kill anybody off, but they leave them in terrible situations. So I have to listen to these fucking internet nerds talk about all these things that, oh, he's definitely dead because of this, or she's definitely dead because of this, or whatever it is. For a whole fucking year until I get actual confirmation is this person dead or not dead? And I'll give you an example of, like, the newest season of Walking Dead really pisses me off because the first episode sets up all this stuff that has no resolution until the end of the season and still doesn't, but, like, the whole death... Spoiler for anybody who doesn't know, the death of Carl is left as this, like, thing. Like, is he actually gonna die? Because in the comic book, he gets a pretty... damn near close mortal wound when he gets the head wound, and they think he's gonna die, but he doesn't. He comes out with no fucking memory of who's who, including his father, or the events of what happened to his mother and his sister. And so you come back after this 2-month break from episode 8 to episode 9, and sure enough, he's just fucking dead. I was like, come the fuck on, really? Like, it just makes me so mad. I mean, granted, 2 months versus a year is drastically different. 2 months is dropping that to a year. I mean, 2 months, 12 months, that's a lot. So yeah, that's my only fear about this movie when we're talking about, like, you know, all this. The two things that I'm most excited to see are the team-ups of who's teamed up with who and how they kind of fight their prospective bad guys. And then the overall spectacle of the whole thing, of just seeing just the massive amount of just set pieces and locations and the action itself, because every single trailer you see just balls of the wall action happening, yeah. Or like about like you get like about like you see the two forces running each other, you see some of the fighting of them together, but it's gonna be this big clash of like bodies flying and all sorts of crazy shit. And I just just want to see it so badly, and it's so close, and it's so fucking far away. Like, we're not even 24 hours away from seeing it.
No, just over 24 hours.
Yeah, like, that's mad, and I have a whole day of work tomorrow to go
through.
Which
means I'm just over 30 hours of being ridiculously exhausted at work.
Right? Yeah.
Which is your fault. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I yeah, I would say the team-ups and then the spectacle of the whole thing. And I get what you're saying, and I get what you're saying. I don't have either of those really on my mind. Yours, I do kind of. I want to see those big, that something big fight. And I don't think there's going to be one big fight. I think it's going to be a bunch of big, smaller fights.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of like, this big army fight and then, like, these two big like if, fighting.
And if the trailer of Cap holding off Thanos' hand, gloved hand, like,
the gauntlet.
Dude, like, if that doesn't, I just, that scene, like, I just want to know what's going on right there, how that scene ends, more so than anything else.
And I'm just going to throw that out there. To me, I really want that scene to be a throwdown between those two, where, like, he, you know, he catches the glove and he's kind of shocked by it, or the gauntlet, he catches the gauntlet and he's like, but he somehow fights it off, like, pushes it to the side or whatever, and, like, sneaks a fucking kick to his face or whatever. But I want there to be, like, that fight between Cap and Thanos, where Thanos is, like, unsure of what's happening, because, like, this little human is actually being, is, like, actually dealing, not damage to him, but, like, able to withstand his hits or whatever.
How cool is it going to be to see Thor throw around an axe, too?
Fucking so excited.
Like, it was pretty cool to watch Thor fucking do some damage with a hammer. I want to see him cut somebody in half with an axe. Like, one of those weird funny alien fucks.
Rewatching the earlier ones, and I had forgotten a lot of how things scenes built up, because it's that thing where I remember those tent pole scenes, you know, where Thor first calls down the lightning when it's him and Tony in the forest.
Yeah,
and he fucking pulls down that lightning. I was like,
yeah,
just rock fucking hard, because it's just, you see it coming off the trees, and he just goes, all right, and he fucking hits Tony with it, and you see it carve trenches in his armor, and he's like, charges a 400, he's like, over 400% charge, and he's like, oh, let's do this, and hits fucking Thor with like everything, just chest and hands, right? And Thor gets up like, the fuck? And it's like, oh, and of course Loki watching it from the cliffside, like, that should be good, I wish I had some popcorn, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'm excited, but I'm also really terrified.
Oh, there's gonna be a shit ton of cliffhangers,
and that's what I'm worried about.
So, but there will be definite death, for sure death, though.
I kind of hope you're wrong.
Nah, there's gonna be a couple at least for sure deaths.
Not in this one.
There's.
Nope.
I just think in this one it's.
And honestly, I don't think there will be many cliffhangers at all in this one. They will tie up a story arc within this one, and the only cliffhanger will be the one that takes you into the second film.
So you think they're gonna tie up basically everything but not kill anybody off?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Because you're gonna have each individual story, which is probably only gonna be 5 or 6, maybe even less than that, individual stories going on. You're gonna have them each going out and doing their individual thing, but those things are going to be completed within this arc. But it's going to be the overall thing that takes you to the second movie. That's going to be pretty much the only cliffhanger.
What if we're going to get the title at the end of this movie?
I think we're going to get Captain America going into the Avengers type little sizzle reel. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about when they did the coming next summer.
Yeah.
Like when they, because at the end of Captain America 1, he did the whole punching bag scene, and Nick Fury walks in,
right,
and says, you know, can't sleep, blah, blah, blah. And he says,
and they give us that little sizzle reel.
Yeah, and yeah. He goes, I'm trying Comic-Con to get you back to the footage. World, you know? And like, are you trying to get me back in the world? He's like, no, I'm trying to save it. And it jumps to like the next summer, the Avengers, and it shows them on the helicarrier, which is funny because it looks extremely different than what they show in that sizzle reel.
Yeah.
Because it was so early on. Because they're done filming the fourth movie,
mm-hmm,
which is crazy. Just absolutely mind-boggling to think about, because like they're done filming that completely the Russo brothers in the middle of finishing up all the previs special effects and the basic editing of the movie, because they have to have that done before the special effects are finished, because you don't want to edit a movie after the fact, you know? Because you can use special effects to re-edit certain scenes. So they're in the middle of that and essentially done with it. Like, someone could watch essentially an edit of the movie now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy to me. And, like, this movie literally just premiered on Tuesday. Or Monday. Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Monday. We're in Monday, and, like, the fourth one's done.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane. Because it's like, I don't know. But I think they did that so they can alleviate any spoilers for the most part. Because, like, if someone does die in this, but yet they're seen on set of the fourth one, you know, like, they did it because they filmed a lot of it together.
Well, it's just also that you know that you're going to do whatever grosses for this movie is not going to affect the second one. So just do them all at once.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not. Plus, like, you want to make sure
that you get all of your actors done with so that they can also go do other things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They did the same thing with Lord of the Rings. I think they did the same thing with the Harry Potter movies, the last two.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not unheard of that they would film them back to back.
It's just I'm not saying that. It's like literally, like, what's crazy to me is they're done. A lot of times you'll have a premiere of the movie and the sequel's being filmed, so they're like, leave the premiere and go work on the sequel.
Yeah.
But this one is like, they're so far done because it does come out next year and you need a good year or so to fucking do all the special effects.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty hefty.
Yeah.
Especially if it is what they rumor it to be. Gonna be a lot of special effects.
Don't say it.
I won't say it. I didn't say it. Anyways,
I don't care if you tell us. You can't tell the podcast. Don't tell the podcast.
Just kidding.
Not how that works.
I'll give you a hint. Captain Marvel
starts talking up here. Oh, I can hear you. We've been doing this for years.
If I say it loud enough, I won't be saying it because it comes through Mike's mic.
Mm.
It's his. He said it. Anyways, it's safe to say all three of us excited to see Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
Cheers. Yeah. Oh, did you see the thing? Speaking of that, did you see Thor Ragnarok guy is interested in doing a Spider-Man movie?
I can see that one.
The director, writer guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Something T.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy who basically wrote and directed.
Yeah, Ragnarok. I get like his name though. I'm
spacing on it right now. Watiti. Can't remember his first name. Anyways, he mentioned offhandly that he would like to do a Spider-Man movie. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. That type of humor and
wisecrackery
would fit a Spider-Man movie. Yeah.
It'd be weird to see him go down from such a large movie though. Because, like, Thor Ragnarok was pretty big of a movie.
Definitely.
Like, the gladiatorial scene was massive. Mm-hmm. The trash planet was massive. Every shot of fucking Valhalla or Asgard was massive.
Yeah.
You know, like, him going down to get the crown, mm-hmm. that part was massive, too. You know, like, it's weird to think, like, weird to see Thor needs to be fucking massive again next time. Anyways, I think it's it for this week because we got Yanni over here and we got Yanni 2 over there. Any last words?
Like ever?
Oh, crap.
For this episode?
Oh.
Oh.
Before I murder you?
Oh, no. Oh,
crap.
One of you get murdered, one of you get fucked, and I'm marrying myself.
Oh. So, Mary Cade, the podcast?
Yep.
Wait.
Who's getting fucked and who's dying?
FMK. He's fucking himself.
Okay.
I'm marrying myself.
Marrying
He's
himself.
He's fucking himself.
Do I have to marry one of you fucks? I not think this through.
Yeah. You fuck up, kid.
All right. Fine. I'm going to marry myself. I made it clear this time. And I'm going to fuck one of you, and I'm going to kill one of you.
I'll go ahead and take the death.
Remember, I have a saying.
Fuck the dead?
Fuck the dead?
Get it before it's cold. So, I'm just saying, it might be both. Anyways, that's it for this episode of the little show we call Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, as usual, you fuckers. Just came naturally.